Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. This evening, I'm going to be speaking from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8, which reads, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." This verse encapsulates for us the original sin, It is interesting that in Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning at verse 11, Ezekiel, in speaking about the king of Tyre, moves out from beyond speaking about a mere earth king, and he addresses someone else. And in Ezekiel 28:11, we read these words: "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. Take up a lament concerning the king of Tyre and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, not the earthly, gone Eden." And Ezekiel explains this. He says, "You were in paradise, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you, ruby, topaz, and emerald, chrysolite, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your sittings and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub. For so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you." Now, I'm going to skip to verse 17. "Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth, I made so." Here we have a picture of Lucifer, the son of the morning, and his exalted estate for God. Yes, he is here called the king of Tyre, but then we see that this passage moves out, as I said earlier, from a local earthly king. And we are introduced to a supernatural spirit being. Lucifer was called the son of the morning, and a lament was taken up for him over this great loss. Now, we read in verse 17, "Your heart became proud on account of your beauty." So, what is pride? For our purposes, we're going to define pride as an unwieldy or exalted view of one's self, abilities, etc. And we see what happened in the heart of this exalted being. He believed the empirical lie about his own beauty. And so he believed that he could exalt himself above the throne of God. And so he was thrown down out of heaven. And so he lost his place before God. Pride is the original sin. Pride is the beginning of iniquity. And so it is important to understand that here we have a created being attempting to exalt himself above uncreated reality, that is, God himself. We see that God is the creator, and something else wonderful comes across in the Hebrew, and that is that the loss of this great and beautiful being, we read in the Hebrew that God smote his breast over this great loss. Please understand that God is not willing that any should perish. That is not the heart of God. We read in his word that God is love. God is love. And so this was a very tragic loss to God. Please understand what pride is and how individuals can become intoxicated by pride. We read this in the book of Daniel about Nebuchadnezzar, who went out and stood on his balcony and talked about the great Babylonian Empire, Neo-Babylonian Empire, that he he had built. That empire only lasted 66 years. We read that it was so ordered by the watchers that he would be given, that his Nebuchadnezzar would be given the mind of an animal. And it is interesting that historians record that this king Nebuchadnezzar lost his throne, and he lived in a courtyard, mad as a hatter, for 7 years. But God says when he would cut him down that a band would be placed around the tree, and it was quite unusual that after seven passes, after 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar was restored to his throne. This was so that this king could understand the power of the living God. Please understand that everything about this world is antithetical to what we see in Christ Jesus. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he talks about God's great work, the kenosis, the self-emptying of Christ, the one who left the splendor of eternal deity, the outshining, the effulgence of the outshining of his eternal deity, robed himself in flesh. See, before there, we have, before Jesus was deposited into the womb of Mary, there was the kenosis. And we have the kenosis, and then we have Jesus being deposited into the womb of Mary. And then we have the first conception, and subsequently we have the birth of Yeshua HaMashiach. We see the humility, we see the humbleness of God, the very opposite of pride, who made it himself of no reputation, who was born of a woman. In Psalm 22, we read that Jesus said, "Thou, speaking of the Father, thou didst make me hope upon my mother's breast," completely antithetical to the way of the world that is pride. Pride of face, pride of tongue, pride of education, pride of money. It goes on and on and on. One must receive God's healing for pride. Persons in this world are not taught to understand the terrible spiritual sickness that occurs in the heart that is full of pride. A prideful heart can blaspheme, can say horrible things. Life and death, and the power of the tongue, and those who love it will be the fruit thereof. God is talking about the prideful heart. The prideful heart is full of sin. Sin means separation from the will of God. It is when the tongue becomes humble that we know that God has done a marvelous work, and the pollution that can come from the tongue is no longer there, because that tongue has now become sanctified. That tongue only wants to say those things that are in line, in accord with the word of God. And so, let us understand what pride does. Pride faces destruction in the Hebrew. A haughty spirit, a spirit that is lifted up before a fall, that is before ruin. God does not want to see our hearts lifted up with pride, and therefore ruin. Pride faces destruction. This will not change, no matter what people say or choose to believe. No matter what empirical lie people choose for their belief system. If the heart is full of pride, that heart will one day face the consequences of its pridefulness and the sinfulness of pride. God wants us to be healed in our spirits so that we can have life in superabundance. That's the idea of Greek. I am come that they might have life and have it in super, not more abundantly, but in superabundance. This is who Jesus is. He is the incarnate God. He has come to bring super blessings to us. The original super blessing is the salvation that God has brought to us through Christ Jesus. He is the Savior, the Rescuer, the one who shed his blood on Calvary so that you and I can be released or loosed from our sin, so that we can have eternal life and enjoy peace with God. If we allow Jesus to change our lives, we can begin to experience the peace of God and have peace with God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Richards.